What's good, everybody? It's your man, Big Dog, coming live and at you another True Players podcast with my brother Joey G. And tonight's topic is about strip clubs and how does it affect relationships? How does an action of a man going to a strip club affect his relationship with his girl, or vice versa? Like I said, got my man Joey G with me, and we're about to get started. Stay tuned. We're back. This is your man, Big Dom, Joey G on the one and twos. Joey G, introduce yourself to the people, my man.
What's good? This is your boy, Joey G, Beer Combo Family. You know what it is. We're back again.
Absolutely. We're back again. Once again, the tag team back again. And the story, the topic is about strip clubs and how does it affect relationships.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, it's been, you know what it is too, when we talk about strip clubs, you know, you've been my road dog, my wingman on the strip club screen for a very long time. When we back in the day, we used to go there like it was freaking candy. Like we were gonna go there.
Going to the candy store.
Go to the candy store. Mm-hmm. But the one most important thing is that when we were going to strip clubs like that, we didn't have girlfriends, we didn't have wives at the time, so we were free to do whatever the hell we wanted. How we wanted, why we wanted to do it, we had free reign, so it was no, mm-hmm. there was no guilt involved. Mm-hmm. But the reason I wanted to talk about this podcast is because when you're entering a relationship with a female and you're a guy that goes to a strip club, I don't know, should there be any, some type of decorum when you go to a strip club?
I mean, obviously there has to be a line of communication open. I mean, if you're gonna do something behind somebody's back without them knowing, that's kind of shady on that, you know what I'm saying? But if it's one of those mutual respect things where you're gonna have a guy's night out, she's gonna have a female's night out, then I guess it's a mutual thing where don't ask, don't tell. It's all about the rules and regulations y'all are comfortable with, you know what I'm saying? With you and your partner, you have to discuss this. This is something, a comfortability factor that you both have to come to an agreement with. It's not something you can say, well, I've been doing it, so I'm going to keep doing it, and this is the way it was done before you, so we're going to go and do it the way we were doing before. No, it's a different plateau. You're in a relationship, you may be married, the rules change. Rules change, line of communication needs to be open. If it's an issue, there lies in the problem. Now, do you continue? Do you continue or do you stop going? That's the other part of that.
Well, the thing is about that other part is you got to make sure if you're not going to tell your wife or your significant other that you're going to a strip club, make sure your boys don't blow up your spot. That's a problem too, my friend. Because you'll find out who your boys are. And if you're in a happy relationship and they feel that they're going to talk loud enough so your girlfriend hears you that you went to the strip club and spent this much money at a strip club, those guys are not really your friends. They just hated on you because they're jealous that you're in a great relationship and they want to fuck that shit up.
What do you want to
say about that?
You know what's crazy about that part? because I was in a relationship like that, and it, something similar happened to that effect. It was established before I left that's what was going to go on. So there was no surprise. The fact was, it was more like, don't ask, like the specifics. Right. You know what it is, like, we're going to wind up there. I already know how this night is going to be. We'll start someplace, but we'll probably wind up there, and that'll be the end, and then I'm coming home. But it was established. Right. It wasn't like, surprise, this happened. What do you got to say about it? No, it was just more like, really, dude? Like, that's what we're doing? Like, you went there?
Right.
You don't understand the conversation that we had before I left.
Exactly. See, that's a problem, yo. That's a problem all to itself. And that you can't be having hating ass friends taking strip clubs.
No.
If you love your girl that much, it's either you go to the strip club by yourself or don't go at all.
Man. Let me establish something though. Yeah. When I did go to strip clubs, I want to say 95% of the time I was at the bar. you would catch me at the bar. There was the 5 to 1%, I'm gonna say, in between there, mm-hmm. where I actually did go to the strip club because of the strip club. Mm-hmm. Like I went there because it was a strip club. Yeah. But it was a 5% chance of that happening as far as my thought process was. And it was just based off of, I don't like losing money with no return. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't like losing money off of no return. Like, this is pointless. Like, I'm just throwing money and there's nothing. Like, I get the interaction as far as what that entails. I get that, but it's so fast. It's so fast that it really never appealed to me as far as that was concerned. I was like, I'm better off going there to drink and just and taking the scenery.
Yeah, bro, your scene was me going in action.
I was basically an interviewer. I was doing a lot of interviews.
But you know what it is, bro. People don't say, we're gonna go back to old history, old memories. You know, every time you came with me to the strip club, there's always some hostile takeover. I've had haters, had other guys hating on me. Yeah. Why does that get all the girls? I know how to do. I know how to talk. And I have my man Joey G with me, warming it up, and I finish. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But we had some friends who would tell on us to their wives, say that, oh, Don brought me to the strip club. I'm like, yeah, we did have that, but you know what it is? You decided to come anyway.
Right.
You could have told me no.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You knew what it was when we left the house.
you know the terms and agreement when you left the house and sat in my car to bash the seat. What was going to happen?
Right. It's okay? Going down.
It's going down, Big Willie style.
Right.
Always in the strip club. But,
we needed T-Pain then.
I've had great times in the strip club. Yeah. But before we get deeper to the podcast, I knew that it was over for me to be in strip clubs when I was in a strip club and I was falling asleep. Yeah. In the strip club. Mm-hmm. I knew when that time, right then and there, I said, this is not the life for me anymore.
Right. At one time, it could have been exciting and it could have been appealing as far as the variety, if you will, the variety that was available. But after a while, seeing one is like seeing all.
Yep.
Unless you're going to something that's like spectacular, like they're doing some type of tricks you've never seen before, like vaulted poles from the ceiling falling to the floor, just spectacles. I call them spectacles. If you have some type of show like that, then that's totally different. But the regular stuff is you can get that anywhere. It's not a surprise. It's kind of like being on Instagram or Facebook, after a while becomes normal.
Right. Yeah, it is. Nothing exciting about it. Nothing exciting about that any longer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, before we continue, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys want to join with the podcast, I've placed the placed the link on the comment section. If you want to jump in or leave a comment, definitely let us know and jump in. This is open season on this podcast. Don't be afraid to jump in and say and put in your two thoughts.
Do it.
Now, this is a situation. I felt bad for someone out there known. Her man went to the strip club apparently in out of state, and come to find out he spent a significant amount of money at the strip club, and possibly try to get a girl's number, a stripper's phone number, or something like that, and things like that. And then he told her that there was a strip club that ran up his credit card. He didn't really spend that much. He's actually scooting it on the phone, this, that, and the other. Bro, what do you think about this situation before I put in my two cents?
First of all, that story was far-fetched. that story was far-fetched. It sounds good. Really? It really does. It sounds good, but nah. Nah, you're not coming home to a Caribbean woman, a Southern woman,
a Latina
woman, and spitting that, because no, you'll wind up in the hospital, bro. You'll wind up in the hospital. I mean, even if it was your money. If it was your money and your partner wasn't privy to it, it's still wrong. But there's less chance of backlash if it's something accessible where you and your partner share. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe your story is not going to work. Your story is not going to work. Before that, like, if it was just your account, and well, it is what it is. Can't really say because I can't see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that.
But when I heard the story, I was like, so. The amount of money that was spent was in the thousands. So I know from my experience, the most I ever spent at the strip club was $800.
Right.
And that was for two people.
Right.
I brought my cousin in there for the first time. The first time in the strip club. Mm-hmm. Mind you, the strip club that we went to, he was underage. The age is 21 and over, he was 18. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why he got into the strip club is the bouncer went to Hofstra. He's like, oh shoot, I'm gonna let you in.
Right.
Or the solid. But the amount of money I spent was like $800 for both of us. I gave him about $400, let him have fun upstairs, whatever he was doing, whatever girl you want to get a dance from, have fun. But meanwhile, I was in the champagne room for most of the night.
Right.
No, did certain extra shit happen in the champagne room?
Okay.
I'm not here to divulge anything that happened.
Right.
But it was no penetration.
Right.
I'll tell you that much. But it was a damn good night. We took over the club that night. Me and him took over that club. So it was a damn good night. But if you spend that type of money, you expect to get something more than just a lap dance.
There's a return coming from that. I don't know what it is, but there's got to be some type of return, because you got to think the highest drink in there. Okay, let's go top shelf. We're going top shelf. That's about $100, maybe. Mm-hmm. If you decide that you want the bottle, they may tax you on that. Yeah. But it's not equaling the amount of money that you spent. If you're saying $3,000, that's a lot of money to be just out of. We see I guess rappers and celebrities and athletes throw bands. Mm-hmm. That's because they have excess of bands to do that.
Right.
Now, when you're talking about somebody with a salary cap mm-hmm. on a regular job that knows our salary cap is this a year,
right?
Not that a paycheck. That's totally different. Because now we have to break down the numbers and be like, okay, we're going to spend a little bit of this. We're not going to go all out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not living at the strip club.
Right. True.
You know what I'm saying? I don't see spending that amount of money. I don't. $3,000 is way too much, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000, I could see, depending on the circumstances. Like you said, having extra pay for boys, whatever the case may be, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
But you personally, $3,000? Nah, nothing happened. Word. That's the story you going with? You trying to bring it home like that, bro?
And say you're going to dispute the charges. I don't know about that, my friend.
I mean, you could try, but they got cameras too.
Trust me, don't I know? Don't we both know?
They got cameras in there, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. Any spot that we ever been to, that's the first thing I've ever seen walking through the doors.
They even had cameras in the champagne room.
That's the first thing I look for. If there's no bouncer, there is a camera.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody glued to the screen like...
But...
They watching.
Absolutely. But the moral of the story is, if you spend that much money and you claim that you didn't do nothing, my friend...
Lies. I'll say it. Fuck it. Lies.
Listen, bro, you know I've gotten more by paying far less than $3,000.
Listen. If you trying to floss, you're going to be took.
Oh, yeah.
If you're trying to floss, you're going to be took. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. And based off of that, that's probably what happened. You got took. And you felt wrong after you left. Not during, because you were having a hell of a time. And you got fed the golden dream.
Oh, yeah.
Now, not for nothing, I said this earlier when we were talking about me going to the strip clubs and me doing interviews and stuff like that. That was part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
To find out how they did what they did.
Mm-hmm.
To find out how they did what they did and how did they do it, and they did do it well.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to captivate my attention to the point where it's like, damn, I'm living in a fantasy and I feel like I'm a part of this fantasy, or are you just treating me like a buck?
A trick.
Right. A buck.
Mm-hmm.
That dollar is on you. I need that from you.
Mm-hmm.
Do I feel that way, or do I feel like there's a connection? You know what I'm saying? It's got to feel like a movie. It's got to feel like those movies you see on TV that love happens instantly just like that. Oh my God, it was love at first sight. Here's my wallet. Now, first of all, I am never that drunk. Second of all, would still be hell no. It'd still be hell no. Unless you're in a mode where it's just like, I've never done this before.
Right.
I just want this experience so I can take it off my bucket list. That's a totally different thing.
But bro, spending in the thousands?
Spending in the thousands is too much, bro.
Even for your first time?
spending in debt for your first time is still too much. It's still too much. Come on, there's got to be a cap. I got to go home. I got to pay bills. I still got rent. I still got other stuff. I got responsibilities to take care of. My car note and my insurance may equal that. Depending on what car. We're from New York, right? Our car note and our insurance.
Oh yeah.
That's a band right there.
Yes. Real
that's cool. That's a band right there. So you're telling me you spent a band, which is a car note and your insurance, your rent and utilities, mm-hmm. and gas.
But like I said, the story was that I believe one of the friends blew up his spot, said that he actually walked the dance to the car. So apparently he possibly spent that much on that one dancer.
First of all, fuck that friend. Quote unquote friend. Fuck that guy. He ain't no friend of yours.
No.
Second of all, mind your business.
Yeah.
Mind your business. That has nothing to do with you. Now, and what game are you playing? What game are you playing by telling that?
Right. And truth be told, how much of that three bands was for supplying them with drinks?
Boom. Boom. That's a good, I'll say this, on a cruise ship, $400 will get you unlimited.
Yeah.
$400 will get you unlimited. So we're talking about a strip club. It's pretty much the same thing. You buying drinks, even if you bought drinks for everybody in the fucking club, I still don't believe you would spend $1,000. At least a band. I could see you paying, but nah. I'm sorry. That story falls weak.
Listen, if I ever spent three bands at a strip club, bro, you know what I was gonna be doing. I'm gonna be in the champagne room for at least 2-3 hours, mm-hmm. with at least three girls.
Go Yankees.
At least 2 hours with each girl. And I'm getting something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna spend that much bands just to walk a dance to the car.
Mm-hmm.
And get her phone number.
No. Alright, see this is the part of the story where I'm negating the fact that I know strippers. I've taken them to work. I've picked them up from work. I've drove them home. You know what I'm saying? I know strippers. No. This story does not make sense. This story does not make sense to me. No. There's something you're not saying, and I get it, but why even start the story at all?
I think what he was trying to do, he knew he messed up and was trying to preserve the relationship and try to take on her, she probably thought she was naive, you know what I'm saying? And no. Just because an age don't make a woman naive, man, it's just the mindset.
Listen, it doesn't matter, a woman is not naive.
Never was.
A woman is not naive because they have a mother, mm-hmm. they have a sister, mm-hmm. they have an aunt, mm-hmm. somebody that gave them game. Mm-hmm. Whether it's through experience, mm-hmm. whether it was them sitting down and talking to them, whether it was them sitting down and watching what was going on.
Right.
Nah, you're not coming like that, bro. I don't care how young the generation is. It's not. You can't spit that game to make them blind to the fact. It's not.
No.
They're not going to be blind to the fact of that. There's nothing you can say in that situation that's going to make everything okay. The sun's going to come out tomorrow. No. The best thing you could have did in that situation is came truthful in this situation. I got carried away. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it what. If you didn't do nothing, if you were true, honest about the situation, and you didn't, I got carried away. I was mm-hmm. caught in that strip club, kind of like gamblers. You're just spending this. Oh, I'm here. I'm getting it. Mm-hmm. You get caught in that moment. I can understand that. If you related it to something similar to that, then I could give you a pass for that. Mm-hmm. But to say I'm disputing the charges. To say I dispute the charges. No, I gotta call the credit card company because they overcharged me. If you had bands, and they were taking money from you, I could see that happening, because I've heard athletes talk about that. I've heard rappers talk about that, where they were actually getting taxed on the money that they had. The money, not the credit card. They're not doing that with a credit card, because that's traceable.
Yep. Even with me, when I spent, that was how I should make it rain on the stage. I just pick up my same dollars that I threw on the stage and threw it back again, making thought they could see that I was balling. You know what I'm saying? I do that shit. It's no way in hell I would spend that much bands at a strip club without getting something.
No, there's something out of it. You're getting something out of it. If your intent is to go in there and you're getting lap dances, whatever the case may be, you're going to VIP, you're going to champagne room, you're popping bottles and all of that, the extra stuff, I get that. Mm-hmm. Me, to be honest with you, give me a nice good scenery, a nice flat screen TV that's going on. Okay, I got that. The people at the bar, these people are cool. Yeah, everybody's having a good time. All right, cool. Girls doing their thing. All right, I'm good with that. I feel like the owner. To me, sitting in that position, I feel like the owner watching everything go down. Oh, everybody's having a good time. That's great. We're making money. Everybody's making money. Cool. I'm there. Because I aspired at the time to own something like that. Mm-hmm. So I was always in that visual, like, this was mine.
Right.
So I put that in the atmosphere. I put that in the atmosphere, and that's how I looked at everything. So when it came to talking to the strippers and things like that, as far as having the little conversations or whatever, and be like, all right, my boy's over there doing that. Mm-hmm. Go holler at him real quick.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I was in that mode. That was part of the process. That was part of the mode. The mode was, I felt like owner. If I was an owner, how I would handle the situation, how I would talk to these people, and how I would I have no words for it. Basically, be an owner and do what owners do.
Right.
And that's what I was doing.
Facts. And another thing too, off the strength of you spend that money, the stripper, depending on the stripper, is going to give you the extra anyway.
Well, now, wait. Yeah. Wait, it depends on. Mm-hmm. It depends on, because if you had a veteran, if you had a veteran, they're going to milk you for what you got.
Absolutely.
What was that movie that were Jennifer Lopez and Cardi B and that movie that just came out not too long ago?
I forgot the name of the movie. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Now, if it was that situation, you got God.
Yeah.
You got God. They filled your head with a fantasy and they took you for every dime that you got. That's on you. That's on you.
But check it out, though. I mean, let me tell you another flip side to that story too. If you gotta be mindful when you're in the strip club, you're in the man, you're in that strip club. You gotta be mindful of two things: your pockets and the amount of drinks you're having.
Yes. And so where you're getting your drinks from?
Exactly.
Who's bringing them to you?
Exactly. And that's going to a regular nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be mindful of all that situation so you don't get caught up in the rapture.
Right.
The strip club rapture. You don't get caught up in that shit. know what I'm saying? So that's very important, and guys got to know that story. I feel like, you know, guys these days are just gullible fools, man. Ain't like us, man, back in the day. Because, you know, damn well, we were about gaming chicks, gaming the dancers as much as they were trying to game us. You know what I'm saying? We were trying to get more than what we were willing to pay for, and vice versa.
You know what's funny about that, though, bro? Mm-hmm. Ever since you know me, and we grew up, how we were raised put us in that mind frame. So when it came to challenging the mind, we're like, "Yo, let's go, mm-hmm. let's go." Like that's the game you want to play. You want to do the mind games. That's what we're doing right now. We're playing the mind games to see who has a stronger will. Let's get it. So going into the strip club with that mentality is totally different from going there with an expectation of a lap dance or getting services for your money.
Right.
It's totally different.
Right.
Because now it's like, okay, what game are you bringing to the table that makes me want to spend this money? I have it. But what are you providing to this table to make me want to spend it?
Right.
If I could get that from that person, what makes me think that I want to give it to you?
Right.
Why are you so special that you deserve this? Mm-hmm. That the person I want to give it to?
Right.
Convince me.
Right.
I mean, that's what it boils down to when you go to a strip club. Mm-hmm. That's what it really boils down to. Unless you're one of those guys, oh, I want that. Oh, I pay for it. Huh. It is what it is. I mean, come on. Let's get it. I want that. And pay for that. My asthma. But it happens. It's what I'm saying. It happens. Right. The mentality is there.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you feel now? Let me tell you another flip side of the story. Now, what if your girl is the type of girl that would be willing to go to a strip club with you? How do you feel about that situation? And how would you handle that situation?
I mean, what are the rules going into this situation? You and your girl have to have some type of a game plan. You can't go in there with a guy game plan and be like, yo, everything gonna be alright. Yo, I'm going to spend this money and not think about the person next to you because you getting fucked up by the end of the night.
It's either you're going to get some good nookie at the end of the night or you're not going to get your ass beat.
Right.
You got to have a little decorum when you're in the strip club. Listen, I've dated, I haven't had a girl who I dated who didn't want to go to a strip club with me.
And I mean,
who did not want to go, none. They always like, yo, you want to go to strip club? I come with you. I may even pay for your dances. Come on, let's do it.
Right.
For me, yo, that's the girl you want to keep.
Right.
Not many females are comfortable doing that.
It's a different thing. Now that there's a type of female that is confident. Mm-hmm. We may go out together, but he coming home with me, or. Mm-hmm. We going out together, she coming home with me, whatever the case may be.
Right.
But it has to be on that level. It has to be on a level. You can't just go to the strip club and expect everything to be hunky-dory. You don't know how your partner feeling. You may want to talk about it before you get to that situation because there's certain things they may be willing to accept and there's other things they won't accept. Because they just don't like the way it feels, whatever, they're not vibing with it, whatever the case may be. You have to check in, is basically what I'm saying. You can't assume, oh, they said they wanted to come out, so everything is all good. No, you can't look at it that way. You can't. Even though a female may say that sometimes it may be like, what do they call that? Ghostbusters, where you throw out the fucking trap. You throw it out, It is what it is, bro. They throw it out to see what you're gonna do. You're gonna bite on that?
How far are you gonna take it?
How far are you gonna take this? You're gonna go the extra mile? Now they're looking at you silly, like, yo, really? That's what we do? That's what we do? You don't see me here with you?
Right. Let me tell you something, man. I went to a strip club in Queens. We went to a birthday party for a co-worker and stuff like that. I had my ex with me. She was fine with it. You know, she even came and watched me took a girl to the VIP section. I mean, the VIP section wasn't hidden. It was wide open. Everyone could see what the hell's going on.
Right.
And I mind you, in that club, if you look across the club, there was a whole lot of going on across the club. Mm-hmm. But I was like, damn, is that how it's going on down there? That's what's going on down there? But still, she was fine with it, you know. Even my girl now, she wanted to take, when we were down to ATL, she wanted to take me to Magic City. So I was like, we didn't go, but you know, next time we're down to ATL, and that opportunity arises, I'm gonna go to Magic City with masks on, of course, because the shit is hot down there with the Rona. Yeah. So.
I don't even know how that works in the strip club. A girl's coming to your table looking like, oh, what's it?
I mean, do they get swabbed before they start their thing?
Wait, what's it? Mortal Kombat. You know what I'm talking about. Jade.
With the fan?
Yeah. All of them. You know what I'm talking about. Strippers be looking like them walking to the table like, hey, you want his ass? Listen. As long as there's no fatality, we good.
But by the flip side, too, I want to say something to the fellas, too. When you bring your girl to the strip club, I'm going to tell you something. You may see a freaky side of her that you never seen before. If you're confident that she may not...
That's the opposite side, yeah.
She may like girls too, and you may see something that may piss you off. So don't be surprised if that does come to the surface in that setting with a whole lot of liquor, with a whole lot of money flying around. That does come to the surface, ladies, guys. So don't get upset when that happens.
I mean,
sorry to cut you off. As long as she's not stingy, I'm good with it. She could have one tit. I could have another tit. You got one cheek. Let me have the other cheek. She's not stingy, I'm fine.
He said share.
Share. Listen, sharing is key. Okay?
No, I understand what you're saying as far as that, but I mean, you gotta understand that going into the situation, you can't. In those situations, you can't assume. You can't. There's too much on the line. I have family members that would go to the strip club. And I'm talking about females. Females in my family. I can't really get specific. But they will go to a strip club. I know. If it's with their partner to go to a strip club. And they'll have a good time. Mm-hmm. They may show out a little bit. But it's just more in that entertainment realm of things. I don't know the personal as far as past that. I just know they're out there to have a good time and they're going to express themselves in the manner that helps them get through the situation. So in that, I'm just saying, like, you have to be aware of the person next to you when you're going out and... You decide that, okay, me and my partner are going to these situations. Like, what are you willing to accept? What are you not willing to accept? So later on, we don't have these arguments, that we don't have fights of insecurity, instability, and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Sometimes perception is a big thing in these situations, because what you view as, oh, that was nothing, they may view as like, really, nigga? Yeah. And I hate to use it just like that, but that's the way it comes out. in those circumstances. I have to keep it real. So if it offends anybody, I'm sorry. That's the way it comes out. Trust me when I tell you, if you haven't heard it, you will.
Absolutely. But the main objective when you go in as a couple, mm-hmm. is to make that night a very special night when you leave.
I mean, that's the part when two of this. Leave. The part two of the scenario. That's the part two of the scenario. You should carry on and y'all should go about your thing. Because you understand, okay, you're living that fantasy world too. Let's yeah. explore that. I understand that. It's more of a sharing type deal than opposed to my precious.
Mm-hmm. Mine!
But fellas, when that does happen, you end up with a great night, don't arrive too soon and go to sleep. Mm. Just saying.
Going before you coming.
Just saying, fellas. Just saying. Which leads me to our future episode about Poly World.
Ooh.
I'm going to have two guests on the show. It will be next week. Next week's episode will be on Poly World. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that lifestyle. I, for one, never experienced having two girlfriends at the same time, at least, and that they understood there were two girlfriends.
I can't get into it.
Well, we're not going to get to it today, but we're going to give you guys a little prelude of that episode.
Hey, lifestyle.
So like I said, I'm going to set this episode up. I'm going to have a guest that's going to join us. It's gonna be next week. I'm possibly going to be filming. I will be in Ace Atlantic City next week. This coming next week. More than likely, we will be shooting it. If it's not going to be Monday, it's gonna be while I'm in Atlantic City or next Friday. Mm. But we'll stay tuned for the announcement that's going to happen. You know, stay tuned. So Georgie, what you got to say?
I mean, if you're planning to go to the strip club with your significant other, just make sure you're on the same page and you understand what they're willing to take, what they're not willing to take before you go out there and hang yourself to dry.
Yep.
Your fun is not necessarily their fun, and you have to understand their point of view before you get out there. Perception is the mother of all relationships. Mm-hmm. You can't look at your perspective and think it's what's going on, because if you're not privy to their perspective, then you're losing out, and maybe your argument down the road and may cost you a relationship, may cost you an argument, whatever the case may be. You can go through the stages of that on your own, but to avoid all of that, try to be on the same page before you get out there. Talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Ask questions like, yo, what can I do? What can I do? It sounds elementary. It sounds like, oh, I don't fucking need to ask permission. I'm a man. I'm grown. I'm this, that, and the third. It's not about that. It's just having respect and understanding where they're coming from.
I feel you on that. And also, if you go into a strip club, like my bro Joey G's just said, communication is the best thing, because if you go with your hating ass friends, your hating ass coworkers, it gets back to your girl. That's how your relationship ends. Right. But once it gets to that level, there's no coming back from that. There's no excuses for that. There's no disputing charges to prove that you didn't do nothing wrong.
Right. Even the shadow of a doubt, bro. Let's keep it real. If you leave the house without saying where you're going and it comes back before you were actually able to say what was going on, that causes doubt.
Right.
That doubt turns into something bigger than you could possibly control. It's an ember that starts a fire that turns into a blaze quicker than you can handle.
Correct. Correct.
Now, to avoid all of that, had you been real in the beginning of stuff, we're going out, we're doing this, that, and the third, it is what it is.
Right.
It is what it is. But don't say it like you're doing it and negate the fact that they have feelings on the situation too. That puts you in a different bind also. So be careful with that. If you in one of those relationships where okay, you're going out with the boys and it's understood you may go that route, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. But don't assume that.
Right.
That's where we fall short in those areas. Don't assume that. Because some women are astute enough to be like, okay, mm-hmm. I see you. They ain't gonna say nothing.
Right.
But it leaves room for something they can do later.
Right.
And you may have different feelings on that. And it'll come back to this conversation. Well, you did this.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't ask me.
Mm.
Now you have feelings on the situation. Mm. How is that fair? Now, let's put it on the table. How is that fair? It's not. Keep the lines of communication open, people. Understand where your partner's coming from. Let your partner know where you're coming from. If it's a form of entertainment and this is what you're doing with your boys, lay it on the table. I'm going out with my boys. This is what my boys like to do. Mm-hmm. I've done it. Mm-hmm. My boy likes to do this. This is what we're going to do. And I'm going to be at the bar. Yeah, right. It may be around, but this is where I'll be.
Right.
I don't have no problem with that. Cool. Let's get it.
Right. as long as you express that clearly,
right,
and that she understands. Because the last thing, man, us men need to understand. The minute you activate the woman's intuition by 1%, it's over.
It's over. It's over. You creating an apocalypse that didn't need to happen, bro.
Exactly. Exactly. But on this end, we're going to end this podcast. Joey G, what's going to be your final words?
My final word is keep the lines of communication open. Understand where your partner's coming from. So you can live a better day tomorrow. We don't need no extra arguments. We don't need to go down the road we don't need to go just because you weren't clear on your intentions before doing what you set out to do. Whether it was in good intentions or bad intentions, putting that out there just negates a problem that's down the road. And that's what I want to leave it with. This is Man Joey G. We doing it again on the True Players Podcast. Join us again on Beer Convoy Family. We'll see you there because we like venting with Joey G.
Absolutely. It'll be a part 3, venting with Joey G on Beer Convoy Family. It's coming up at 11 o'clock.
There's a lot of venting coming. There's a lot of venting coming.
Listen, if you're in the medical field, you better listen to this podcast. I guarantee you, if you're in the medical field, please listen to the podcast, my friend.
Please do it.
Join the podcast. I'm challenging everybody. I'm about to text somebody right now to get on this damn podcast. Get on that podcast right now. Jump on that shit if you're vexed.
Unhappy
with the situation that's going on in the medical field as far as mandates. And also, I want to leave something that's perfectly clear for somebody. If you know anyone who suffers from depression, reach out to them. If you don't hear from them, reach out to them. Let them know that you're there for them. All right, guys?
This one is for our boy, Rick Brown, mm-hmm. and Dead Fred. Mm-hmm. Was it 821. Yeah, this one's for you, bro. This one's
Absolutely.
For you. We understand. We understand. We all been there. Reach out, bro. We here.
Reach out. His birthday's in 2 days.
Reach out. We here.
Wish you were here on the podcast. We need you back. We need the Trinity. We need the Trinity, the True Player Podcast Trinity, to come back.
Don't make us come looking for you.
Don't make us come do that. But like I said, you can listen to the podcast on Anchor, Spreaker, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Joey G Radio. It's your man Big Dom. We sign off. Peace.